Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2573, Head, Heart, or Gut? Which one's right? By Alain Massicot of freetopursue.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads to you every day covering personal development or self-help, how to live a better life, and a lot more. It's always with permission from the authors or websites. And we'd get right to our next one and start optimizing your life. Head, Heart, or Gut? Which one's right? By Alain Massicot of freetopursue.com. There are three ways of looking at a life decision: with our head, our heart, or our gut. This applies to just about any kind of decision: selecting material goods, deciding whether or not to accept a job offer, and even whether or not to propose. Which one's our best guide? Before getting to the punchline, here's a look at each one. Thinking with our head. Our head thinks about the problem in a logical fashion. We weigh the pros and cons and evaluate them using a combination of qualitative and quantitative criteria. Many of us go through this process by using one of many potential pros and cons lists. Some of us even use weightings and weighted average scores. You spreadsheet jockeys know who you are. Yes, very logical indeed, an economist would be proud. Example one, you do a cost-benefit analysis when deciding how you'll finance your house. You selected three potential providers, and you analyze the cost of each of the options, possibly along with the financial institution's track record of stability and professionalism. And example number two, you select an online retailer based on price, quality of service, average review rating, convenience, and any other criteria important to you. And once you start using that retailer, you choose to not question your choice because you don't think the time and effort to do so are worth the investment. Thinking with our heart. Our heart considers a problem based on our emotions. It's irrational, it's passionate, and feelings, strong as they might be, are fleeting. How we feel at any given moment affects our personality, our thoughts, and our actions. We're fated to answer questions differently, offer different opinions, and make different decisions depending on our emotional state. Some people would say that thinking with our heart is similar to using our lizard brain. It feels right in the moment, but in hindsight, the emotional choices we make are often some we regret. They're usually defined by the I wants versus the I know I need states of being. The decision will feel good in the moment, and at the time of the decision, the moment seems to be all that matters. If you want to see emotional decision-making, all you need is to spend an hour with a toddler. Example one, you date someone who's exciting and different because it's fun and it makes you feel adventurous, despite knowing deep down that it's not meant to last and that you may get hurt in the end if you let it get serious. Still, you convince yourself you don't care. Example number two, you shop for a car and despite starting out shopping based on a specific list of needs and wants, that little red convertible featured in the dealer's showroom keeps calling to you and against your better judgment, you buy it. Thinking with our gut. Our gut is our intuitive source. Our gut sends us implicit messages about what we think about something, but it offers very little explanation compared to our head and our heart. It's cryptic, it's secretive. It's that feeling in the pit of our stomach, that little voice that tells us something feels right or feels wrong. It has an amazing ability to foreshadow how we'll feel about a decision over the long term. And though it might offer a low-level nag that you need to consider something, it's not as pushy as the brain or the heart. That said, its position on something is usually lasting. This feeling is served up by our subconscious. Unlike our conscious mind, it's a part of us that we can't analyze or alter, and therefore can't fully understand or appreciate. The trouble with explaining a decision we make by following our gut is that, well, it's impossible. Sure, we can rationalize it, but it's hard to put our finger on the real nature of it. If we're not aware of exactly why we made a decision, we'll backfill our story and convince ourselves that we made the decision quite rationally. When we do that, we're trying to kid ourselves and others, and we might not even realize we're doing it. Example, you can't explain why, but you decide that you should go with option C, despite your quantitative, qualitative analysis showing that option B is the quote-unquote right choice. Something tells you that you need to go with C. Of course, if you're in a business setting, you'll come up with a logical why, regardless of whether it's the real reason for your choice or not. You may not even know because it's just a gut feeling. Which one has it right? Our gut, hands down. Now, I'm not going to say that our heads or our hearts don't have their place. They most certainly do. We should think about problems and opportunities in a logical and emotive way, as long as we understand their limitations and allow ourselves to do a gut check before making the final decision. Of course, this is most important when the decision is a significant and life-altering one. How often have we had that feeling in our gut that something wasn't right, that what we were choosing wasn't in our best interest, but we couldn't explain why? How often have we thought in retrospect that we should have listened? Every time I haven't listened to my gut, I've regretted it. Wrong job, wrong boyfriend, wrong car, wrong trip, wrong investment, wrong financing, buyer's remorse on consumer goods, maintaining a toxic friendship, and the list goes on. Luckily, the list of wins based on listening to it more attentively is much longer, and I'm getting better at not second-guessing what it's telling me. I also don't feel that I have to justify a decision that feels right to myself and others as much as I used to. If I'm smart about it, I'll keep letting my gut decide. That is, as long as my lizard brain doesn't get in the way. You just listened to the post titled, Head, Heart, or Gut, Which One's Right? By Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Alain. A nice little continuation on the topic of decision-making from yesterday. I've never actually thought about the difference between going with your heart versus going with your gut. I think I sort of lumped those together because usually when I think about decisions, I just think brain versus body or everything else. So for me, it was interesting to hear the difference between heart and gut, where heart is more about the emotions and gut is more about intuition. It's interesting stuff. I'm sure we've all had that weird moment where we just felt like something wasn't right, even though our emotions were with it and were stable and there didn't seem to be a logical explanation. Well, that's the gut. And like Alain said, it can last for quite a while. And that's the one Alain says is usually right. I feel like I've seen studies in the past that did confirm that the gut decision usually outperformed the others, but don't hold me to that. I'll have to do some more research to see if I can find that exact study or studies. But I do think we sometimes discount it or other people's gut decisions because they're a lot more difficult to explain. So it's something to keep in mind as we make those decisions. But that'll conclude our little decision-making theme between yesterday and today. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the winter blues. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.